children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be.
A card galair scolari montori board banished trustees gachtin is a skull fear falter if gachin and chanub. What a wonderful occasion. I first of all want to compliment our gifted students. We had some music outside the door as well, and to compliment the staff who have worked with the students in preparation for today. A quick word. We've had wonderful collaboration over the last 12 months with the board, parents, teachers, trustees, students, everybody engaging in where we go for the next 5 years. And we're launching officially FISH 27 today. And what an honour it is to have an tarnished Jimmy Hall Martin among us and our past pupil, Deputy James O'Connor, and Seo Cumá. Elma Hay is the chairperson of our Board of Management. And at this stage of proceedings, I will call on Louise Phelan, Deputy Principal, to introduce the FISH programme, which we've worked on over the last 12 months. Go to Mila Mila Mahaga. Thank you. Louise, over to you.
Accorda. Tarnished, Prívida, Deputy O'Connor, chairperson, members of the Board of Management, trustees, invited guests, members of our staff, and our student community. I'm honoured to be speaking to you all today to officially launch our FISH 27 strategic plan. On behalf of the FISH team, I would like to thank you, Tánaiste and former Taoiseach, for generously giving your time today and visiting our school. This strategic plan is a Board of Management initiative, and our objective was to create a unique action plan that would outline the trajectory of our school over the next 5 years. Through consultation with all our stakeholders, many of you here today, and thank you for coming, together we identified our greatest strengths and our weaknesses as a school. This plan seeks to address and improve on those weaknesses and build on our strengths as we position ourselves as a beacon school in this community. From our SWOT analysis, our focus group meetings, our surveys, our interviews, our team debriefs, and there was many of those, a development plan emerged. Our FISH plan has 5 key pillars. I encourage you all to read the plan. It details the actions, and this is all about action, what we're going to do under each of those 5 pillars. Our pillars are teaching and learning, infrastructure and facilities of our school building and facilities here, the health and well-being of our staff and students, communication and community. I'm very happy to be able to tell you all today that those 5 pillars underpin our school focus on inclusion, teaching and learning, sustainability and well-being. Of course, there will be challenges ahead. However, this school community, its staff and its students, has a proven track record of dealing with challenges. In March 2020, we all remember, as guided by government, we closed our doors due to the unknown threat of COVID-19. Our teachers and students rose to the challenge as we quickly adopted strategies to move all our teaching and learning online. Last year, Tánaiste, we took your lead when you said, "Our home is your home" to the people of Ukraine. Our school community extended a Cead Míle Fáilte to 82 young people from Ukraine and 2 teachers. And the message we have for all of you is, our school is your school. As a parent myself and staff member, I'm very proud of what our school has achieved. And knowing the skills, dedication and commitment of the staff at Pobl Scoil na Tráthnóide, I'm excited for what the future will bring. Together, we launch our Fish journey today. I'll finish with a lyric from a song. I'm not going to sing it, though. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride. Can I now invite you, Tánaiste, to officially launch our Fish 27 strategic plan and welcome you to address all of us here today.
Cáhirlig, Elma, na scola, agus a phríomhide Seamus, agus leas phríomhide Louise, agus leas phríomhide Galair, agus na chairde James O'Connor, ar scoláire na coláiste seo. Bhualam ar dúspáil am a fíomhhuíchas a gháil díise asocht an fíomhhailte ar creisibh Róm ar Madden, agus asocht an creide velliv ar Madden, con an stratéis fís nua seo a chuifí lánseol go hifigiúil. Cogárigus a dhéanamh don choláiste asocht an méad atá buintamach agaibh irit na blianta an fheosan a dacis atá ar fáil sa choláiste seo. Fheosan cheol agus bualam cogárigus a dhéanamh leis an miclén galéir asocht fór áráníocht a chluisim agus méid tachta a chluisim agus méid tachta isteach ar Madden. Gur míle maith agaibh as ocht an ceol. Agus cogáir agus leis na múntóirí agus gach aine atá freagrach as an méad atá ag tarlú sa choláiste seo. It's a great privilege and indeed a great pleasure to be with you this morning at the Public School na Tréanóide to launch FIS, your strategic vision for the next 5 years. And I want to salute the school in terms of first of all, identifying the need for such a strategic plan and vision. Not every school has that type of approach. And for the inclusive way that the plan was put together, and in particular, I think, for consulting with the students of the school also in terms of the plan. And I read through what many students said, particularly the need to speed up the computers and to update them. And I am sure the Board of Management will take that on board. And also I note that perhaps there is a suggestion the school could set up a beach clean in Yall. And from someone from the city like me, Yall has always been one of our favourite places. Because when I was a young person going to primary school in Cork, we used to get the train to Yall very, very regularly. My father worked in CIE, he was a bus driver, and fortunately, being a bus driver, he could get a few passes, free passes for the train. He worked on a Sunday to get overtime, and my mother would take the five of us on the train with everybody from Tornders Cross, down and Ballyfihan, down to Yall. And my favourite memory, and consequently my favourite food ever since, has been the egg and tomato sandwich that we had on the beach in Yall, to discover it with the sand in between. And we had many, many happy memories, and it was always, and to this day, I found out later in life, of course, for those of you doing SPHE and nutrition and so on like that, tomato and an egg, very, very nutritious in terms of protein, and it's good for the heart as well, but we can deal with that later. But I was anxious to come to the school. James, being a past pupil, sings the praises of this school and the learning he received here on a continuous basis. And I think it's important, I remember James being a second level pupil in my office, in my constituency, interning for a few weeks, and then going further on to student councils and the National Student Council. And I would say to students generally, what James's experience illustrated for me was, and I know the school is really, as part of its mission, is about this. We educate for society. We educate you as citizens of the world to take on, to contribute to your community, your town, your county, and indeed your country. And then, in a wider sense to the world. And that ultimately is what the learning journey is about. It's about all of us conscious that we belong to a community of people. No person is an island. That is so true. And we must look out for each other. And I would ask you, and I know it's part of the pillars here within the strategy, is the idea of well-being. And in the modern era, that is so important, that we look out for each other. Because life has its ups and it has its downs. And the important thing is to be there for somebody when they're going through a particularly difficult time in their life. And you must develop a listening approach and develop that kind of capacity, that skill to watch out and to pick up that somebody is going through a difficult time in their life at a given time. They need you then, even just to be there and to listen and to be with them at that difficult time. And that is so important, to help each other. And we will all need each other's help at different times of our life, because we will all go through difficult times in our lives. There's no certainty. There's no doubt, but that is certain. But it's that sense of being with each other and being looking out for each other and being part of a group that gives you that sense of well-being to enable you to come through those particular difficult times. And what is also important is for each of you is to develop self-respect and self-esteem and self-confidence. We all lack confidence in life. I hope Louise doesn't mind me saying this, but she said, if I could just forget about you for a moment and concentrate on the students, my speech will go fine. Louise was worried about making what was a brilliant speech before she made the speech. I worry every time before I make a speech, and I worry every time before I do an interview on television or radio. And there was a time in my life when I thought I wouldn't be able to do those kind of things, that I wouldn't be able to stand up in front of an audience and speak, because I didn't have the confidence or I didn't have the self-belief. All of us experience that. And sometimes we undersell ourselves. And I would just say to all of you, just work on that, on a bit of confidence, believe in yourself and in what you can achieve and in your talents and in your abilities. And just develop, you have to work on that. You have to work on that. And it's natural to sometimes be afraid of doing things. It's natural to say to yourself, I don't think I'm able to do that. The other person is better to do it. That's natural, but you must overcome that. And you must work on developing your skills. And I meet industry leaders all of the time, the big companies like Apple and Stryker, or you name any of them. And what they all say to me is that the ability and flexibility and quality of young people who come out of our schools, like this school in Ireland, are the best we see in Europe or around the world. And they're talking about you. And they're saying to us that you are the best they've seen, and you're the best that they come across. You're adaptable, flexible, intelligent, and able. But you must believe in that. And also I would say to you, if you don't mind, continue to do what you love. You will get much advice. I hope the career guidance don't mind me saying this. When I never thought I'd be a politician, okay, genuinely. I wanted to be a history teacher. I became a history teacher. I love history. But many people said to me, why are you studying history? You'll never get a job, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Ignore all that kind of advice, personally. Do what you love. Like, if you love music, keep with the music. If you love art, keep with the art. If you love drama, keep with the drama. If you love science, keep with the science. It will lead somewhere fruitful for you. Many people study subjects and get into a career and they end up somewhere completely different to where they thought they would end up. So do what you love, because you'll be good at that too. That's just a personal advice that I feel. Don't allow people take you away from a particular sort of focus you might have that you really enjoy doing. It's very important that you follow that, and I think things will happen for you if you do that. Be curious always. Keep asking questions of people. And above all, have respect for others. and have tolerance. Respect is the most important word. Value. Respect people, irrespective of where they are coming from. Yesterday evening I met with the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, and I've been involved in Northern Ireland for a long, long time. And what it taught me was respect every opinion, respect where everybody is coming from, seek to understand where everybody is coming from, and be open to new ideas and new approaches. I want to salute what the school has done in respect of welcoming our Ukrainian friends to the school and to our communities. And it's a reminder, really, of the importance of all those basic values I've been talking about: respect, tolerance, looking out for each other. Because on the world stage, Ireland believes in the rule of law. We believe in nations treating each other with respect, and we working together. That is why we're strong members of the United Nations. That is why we're members of the European Union. And there's a war on the continent of Europe because of the invasion of Ukraine, and it's the first time since World War II. And it's terrible. It's terrible on the people of Ukraine, and it's causing all sorts of impacts across Europe. But the most basic thing we can do is to welcome people and do the best we can. And the most important thing for young people is that they're allowed to continue their journey of education and learning. And I want to acknowledge the work of the principal and of the teachers for going above and beyond to facilitate an unprecedented situation that we find ourselves in all across Europe. And to the pupils and to all of you for that welcome. And it's challenging and so on, but I really do appreciate it, because it speaks, and in years to come, it's something that we will look back on and say we didn't stand back. We did the right thing in terms of our own sense of values and decencies, and that is important, and I appreciate that. And I want to wish the school every success into the future, and in particular your teachers. And I would say to the students, in years to come, you will meet your teachers outside of school. Be nice to them, thank them for all the good they did for you throughout your school days. The best days of my life were my school days, and a number of teachers made a critical difference in my development and in my journey through life, and I always recall the impact they had on my life. You will do the same. There's always one teacher or two teachers for every individual student who kind of strikes a chord with you and makes a difference for you and puts you in the right direction. And just as when they have the walking sticks later on in life and so on like that, just help them across the road and buy them a cup of coffee and a cup of tea and so on like that, and say thanks for looking after me in Pubble Skull, the Tree Noda, many, many years ago. Enjoy your school days, enjoy life, and do what you love. Go to Míle Mahog of Galair. Take questions. Yeah.
So we're just going to give an opportunity for questions now, if anybody has any question, I think.
Good morning, Tomasta. My name is Yulia. I'm from the south of Ukraine. On behalf of all students from Ukraine in this school, I want to thank very much for Irish government for helping us and constant support, for standing firmly with Ukraine and its people. We are so lucky to study at Pabulskoe and grateful to be the part of teaching and learning here every day. Thank you.
Julia, thank you very much indeed for your kind comments. I hope you're enjoying the school and making new friends and so forth. And I was delighted to be able to go to Kyiv last July, and I met with President Zelensky and with Prime Minister Shamal, and only last week I spoke to Foreign Minister Kaluba, and we work well together, and we're looking forward to Ukraine working through becoming a member of the European Union, which will take some time, but they're working very well in terms of progressing that, and we hope and we pray for peace and that the war will come to an end soon. And thank you for your very kind comments.
Tánaiste, ní bhfuil danach is anam dom. Is dálta sa cúga blin mé. Mar dálta polatíochta, tom den tóirm go bhfuil sé fíor tábhairte go ghlacann daoine óga páirt agus go bhfuil lárnach sa polatíochta. Tuis go bhfuil tíortha eile na Heorpa ag iarraidh an íospótála a íoslú. An bhfuil an intinn ag an rialtas dul tró sin sa tabhairtí. An bhfuil sé intinn ag an rialtas dul sa tró sin sa tabhairtí.
Sa tróir?
Sa tró.
Ó, gabla scéal, ia. Tá sé, well, má thóir an persanta, tá sé dom thóir go mbeidh sé bhad níos fearr an íoslú go dtí siadaí ag blin. Agus an fáná níos mó daoine stocha sim a bhúscailt an gcíine óga i gcórsaí palatíochta, cuairsaí tócháánach agus mar sinde, so táim i bhábhar sin agus tá sé intinga gcuing. Níl gachéine i bhábhar agus caihamíd reint díospóirt a bheith gcuing fós chun an forrabhar a bheile sa tró sin. Gur maggat.
My name is Lily Nicanila. As a fifth year student, I plan to go to college in 2024. Can I ask if the government is planning to introduce any additional financial support, as we know the cost of third level education is very expensive on students and their families?
Yeah, well, thank you indeed. First of all, this year we reduced the fees by 1,000, and permanently they'll be reduced next September by 500. That's in the last budget that decision was taken. And we've also increased the thresholds for eligibility for the SUSE grants, the third level grants that help, and further education grants that would help students to, in terms of the cost of further education and third level education. Now in the forthcoming budget, we'll be looking at that again in terms of, particularly on the grant side, to increase the eligibility thresholds to enable people. And I would urge all of you in fifth year and in sixth year to consider options and to progress. Learning is lifelong in the modern world, but the great news for you, compared to previous generations, is that you have so many options. And you have apprenticeships, which were really moving forward and expanding. And the apprenticeships are going very strong. Further education, the universities, and we have new universities now, as you know, in the Munster Technological University in the Cork area, with University College Cork, and the whole range of options there. And the beauty of it is that you can go different routes to get to your end objective. So you could start on a further education course, for example, that may enable you to access third level if you don't get through in the Leaving Cert in the first round. So don't panic if the Leaving Cert doesn't get you the points that people are looking for. I think because of the qualifications framework that we have now, there are many ways to get to the end, you know, to get to where you want to get to. I keep telling my nephew that, Connor, I don't know if Connor in the audience or Connor O'Shea, but I met him earlier. I keep telling him it's important to keep learning. And I say to all of you, keep learning and keep asking the questions, but then we have a job to do, as you've asked us, to make sure that people can afford to go to college and that they can get through college from a cost of living perspective. And the accommodation is the other side of it, but that may not affect us as much in Cork, you know. But
thanks very much.
On behalf of the Board of Management, it gives me great pleasure to thank you, Tánaiste, Micheál Martin, for visiting Pobail Scoil na Tríonóide today. Recognition by one of our country's leaders of the ongoing work of the school is a powerful message and a motivation to carry on and face the future with positivity. Micheál Martin has been part of the landscape of my life since I was a very young person, and he's much younger than me. As he said, he began his life as a secondary teacher, and I think that this isn't, he has never quite lost that glow for schools and education, although he moved swiftly on to his political career. As a young teacher when I was in South Prez, I remember his visit to the school as Lord Mayor. If I'm right, I think the youngest Lord Mayor of Cork. And for many of us in Cork City at the time, Lord Mayor's Day was one highlight of our school calendar. For many pupils, it was their first encounter face to face with a real live politician. As we know from the dark days of COVID, social interaction is so important, and nothing can replace face-to-face encounters, however much social media may be developed. So for our pupils today, Tánaiste, your visit is significant and deeply appreciated. When the Grand Coalition was formed in 2020, it signified a huge change in the political landscape of Ireland. I commend you, Tánaiste, on the great job that you did as Taoiseach in very difficult circumstances in the most difficult and testing of times. Whereas previously you have been Minister for Foreign Affairs, Health, Enterprise, but as an educationalist myself, I have been particularly taken with your great success as a Minister for Education and Science. At that time, when you were only in your 30s, you led significant investment in education at all levels, with a review of primary curriculum and the introduction of SNAs to schools. As teachers at the time, we felt we were in safe hands. You have said, and I quote, "For me, education is the single most powerful driver of opportunity, of economic prosperity, of social progress. It transforms lives, communities, and countries." This ties in very closely with what we're doing here today in launching our FISH 27 document, our strategic plan for Public School for the next number of years. And one of the pillars mentioned by Louise that we want to highlight here today is that Public School is a community school. And we want to emphasize the importance of the school as being a focal point of community activities and initiatives. Nearly there. So, to the Tánaiste, we would like to acknowledge, as well as our Prívida has done earlier, the government support for education. I beg your pardon. The government support for education. In our case here, our planned extension, SEAI grant, AstroTurf funding, and ongoing DES funding to meet school needs. And we look forward to making further demands on the government. At this point also, I would like to thank, I would like to thank James O'Connor for his continuous support for Public School. As a past pupil, we are rightly proud of his achievements, and we value his interest and involvement as an alumni of the school. And if you, Tánaiste, set out your career path to follow the real Taoiseach Jack Lynch, James seems to be following the trajectory of the other real Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. So thank you very much, Minister, or Tánaiste, beg your pardon. And at this point, I would like to call on Danny King from second year to make a presentation to the Tánaiste, Micheál Martin. And this salt and pepper mill was made by Pat Nolan, a former teacher in Public School na Trí Nóide.
Acorda, and Focal Dernock, the Tánaiste spoke there about the importance of respect. And you know, it's one thing I must emphasise, the whole value of respect and collaboration has been absolutely wonderful right throughout, not just the Fiche process, but right in the evolution of public school in Tráthnóna. So my sincere thanks to our trustees. I see Pat and Sister Anne here, representing Cork ETB and Delretto. To our board of management members, to our staff, to all of our students, to our parents, to the community representatives. We have built up real strong links with the community over recent years, and we really, really value those relationships in the community. And I think as Public School in Tráthnóna grows, Pat Barry has informed me that he's very grateful for all the funds he has received, but there's still a small little gap in that in the bank account that can still be filled. And your government have been really, really good to Public School in Tráthnóna. We have got huge resources over the years, and I know James O'Connor will help us in any future endeavours and projects, but we really are grateful for what your government have done. They have been very supportive. For his presence here today, we're honoured, we're grateful, and to all of our school community, we acknowledge, thank and respect the work you have done. And Lanimid Gulair, Eraig, Ekfas, Lekela. Gormila Mila Mahagat.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.